I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast.
Hello, hello, Puckleonians, and welcome to episode 68 of the TCG Cast. I am your host, Lord Jishiro, back to you from the Goldenrod Radio Station. And it's good to be back. It's been a long month. It's been a surprisingly quiet month. I was scared I was going to come back to, like, that episode in Community where he comes in and everything's on fire. Not so much. Pretty controlled. But today, I want to take this opportunity to go and explore a side of the TCG Cast that I have to plead guilty on really not knowing much and not crossing over as much as I should, and that is Expanded. So we're going to dedicate our topical beach to that. But before that, I need someone to talk all these things. And that is, of course, some say that he's the only person that can divide by zero. It is R Sigma.
It's quite impressive, and I don't want to go into it. So,
no, yes, numbers. Oof, not right now, because numbers we're going to get into when we get to Expanded, which is a topic that I'm definitely looking forward to speak with you. I'm so glad you're here with us, because I believe that there's no better man I can ask of all things Expanded than you. You're pretty caught up in it, and you have Expanded decks, and you play, right?
Yeah, I have a few.
Yeah, just once or two.
I've had Night March and Trev for a while.
So. So you can definitely help us get back on track. But before that, it's been a whole month since the TCG Cast has been on. So what's new with you, Sigma?
Nothing too much. Just getting the last of the team-up cards I'm interested in getting right now that aren't Jirachi, because those are still a little expensive for me. So
yeah, no, it's getting ridiculous. But which ones are you searching for?
Ooh, right now I'm thinking about getting that last Venusaur Celebi GX I need.
Oh, so you're one of those playing that deck.
I think it's a fun enough deck that I
if you're not playing it, it's not.
It helps that the tag team in the next set doesn't actually compete with Venusaur for doing the same things, because Faramosa Buzzwole is more aggressive. So.
Mm. Yeah.
Good old Jet Punch for a single grass energy.
Lots of fun things. This whole month I've been moving, as you some of you might already know, and just finished moving, and now I can finally sit down and speak with the Puckleonian family and continue on with all things Puckle and Pokemon. And I got back to streaming this week as well, and that was a lot of fun. I was super happy to just be back and play and see the slight changes, because that's the thing. When you take even a small break, like a month in the TCG, that sometimes can be a whole year. So overall, it's just great to get back. Now, let's go on and move on to what really people want us to do, and that is to talk about the trading card game here at Puckle TCG Cast. So let's go ahead and head for the news.
Live from the Goldenrod City Tower, it's time for Puckle News.
So in terms of news, there's not much going around other than finally we got a big reveal of the GGN set, which I believe this is the second part, or the first part of a two-part set, correct?
It is the first set of this month for Japan. They get two this month because Golden Week, and they're getting another set out right before Golden Week to boost those sales.
We each grabbed a couple of cards that we wanted to discuss and see what how we can get a feel of this new set. So I'll go ahead and start first. I chose Garchomp and Giratina GX. Now this is a 270 dragon that has three attacks. First attack is linear attack. This attack does 40 damage to one of your opponent's Pokemon. Don't apply weakness and resistance for the bench for just one colorless. It has Calamity's Edge for 160 plus damage. And this is the kicker, guys. This is the one that I love. One psychic, one fighting, and one colorless. Calamity Edge gives you 160 damage. If your opponent's active Pokemon already has any damage counters on it, this attack does 80 more damage, which already opens a whole slew of opportunities with other cards, not to mention its own Giratina baby form. And it has one GX attack. The GX attack, of course, for two psychics and one fighting, plus, and then says GGN GX. Discard one of your opponent's Pokemon and all cards attached to them. If this Pokemon has at least three extra fighting energies attached to it, in addition to its attack's cost, discard two of your opponent's Pokemon and all cards attached to them instead. Its weakness to Fairy, resistance to none, retreat cost off three. Sigma, what do you think of this one?
So the positives are it KOs a Ditto Prism Star with one energy.
It does. That's a good. Not only that, it also knocks out Hoppets.
I don't care about Hoppets right now.
Lost March.
I said Lost March is kind of falling off right now because it just cannot beat Ultra Necrozma at all. It has a zero way to win against that, as Ultra Necrozma's GX attack just clears the entire field.
For those of you at home that don't know, Ultra Necrozma's GX attack basically does 100.
It does 60 to each Pokemon.
Sorry, 60 to each Pokemon, and most of that deck is lower than 60 HP.
The jump,
with the exception maybe of
Jumpluff and Oranguru.
What was that?
I said Jumpluff has 70. Yeah, usually you have your Giratinas come in, and they take those down to 60 HP, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, it's just a little bit too ridiculous. Continue on.
All right. Other than that, the typing's a little awkward. I kind of wish it was in a unit energy typing, because psychic and fighting are not together.
Yes, they're not.
So it makes deck building for this dragon Pokemon a little rough.
Unless you're adding some rainbow energies or something in the likes, it's difficult to get two different energies on one Pokemon, but it is constantly done. We just mentioned the fact that Ultra Necrozma uses a Steel and a Psychic, and it manages to get it done.
Yeah, but
you
do barely run the Steel energies, though. You run like three and a Beast energy, because Beast energies are rainbow energies that don't do damage to you.
Yeah,
but only go on the one Pokemon. And my goodness, the GX attack requiring three extra fighting energy.
Yeah.
The fact that we don't actually have any way to accelerate fighting energy onto this Pokemon is rough.
Yeah, it is rough. You won't get there. I wouldn't even consider the GX attack as an option. I would use it primarily just for Calamity's Edge, because honestly, if you're doing 240 in one swipe, if your opponent already has any damage counters on it, why did you even need a GX attack?
Oh yeah, it hits massively hard, and that's the benefit of it, but it's not something that can go into a deck that currently exists.
Yeah, correct. But let's see if it's built, maybe it has enough force that it creates an orbit around it and creates its own deck.
Maybe, but now, we do have Gardevoir Sylveon coming, and that's actually a good fairy Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, fairy. Now, how about yours? Which one did you pick from the set?
All right, so I picked Heatran GX. It's a fire Pokemon with 190 HP. It's basic. Its ability is important. Once during your turn, if this Pokemon was put onto your bench and became your active Pokemon this turn, you may put any number of fire energy attached to your Pokemon onto this Pokemon. So, it's not quite Tapu Koko GX, but it's close.
It is incredibly close. I mean, it doesn't put itself into the active. You have to find a way to do it yourself, but it brings all the energies you need, and you could do it at any time.
I was going to say, you probably have a Jirachi on a skateboard in the active or something.
Exactly. Exactly. You're going to be perfectly fine. Wow, that ability is, I'm so sorry for this, on fire. Continue on.
Okay, so its attack is fire, fire, colorless, explosive stamp, 130 damage. Sure, it's a basic attack on a GX Pokemon. That's what we expect. Yeah. Its GX attack, though, for a single fire energy, 50 damage. This attack does 50 damage times the number of fire energy attached to this Pokemon. So out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
You can just KO something.
Yep. Whatever you need it to be. Do you know where this would be beautiful on? The Charizard deck.
Yeah. Or Charizard Reshiram, because we'll have that by the time this comes out.
Oh, that is true also. Oh, fire is going to be really good soon, and I'm glad. It's been a while.
Yeah, this is the cherry on top for that fire deck that we're going to get in the next set.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of just cherries on top, I chose a item that I really wanted to talk about, and that's Black Belt. Black Belt is a lot of fun because it plays smart. If you have more prize cards remaining than your opponent, the attacks of the Pokemon this card is attached to cause one fighting less. Now, I love it because normally when it comes to fighting, you seek exclusively of doing more damage. The whole purpose is that you attach an item, a special energy, or you have Pokemon on your bench that generates more damage if you have fighting Pokemon. It's your style of play. Now, this comes along and changes up a bit and say not only... No, you don't get additional damage, but you will get one fighting energy left in your attacks. And I think that is really good, and I see a lot of synergies. Not to mention cheap Pokemon like Hitmonchan that might benefit from this greatly. What do you think, Sigma?
Yeah, it's like that counter item we already have, but it doing it to specifically fighting energy is really interesting. Because there are a lot of Pokemon that you play that just cost one fighting energy to attack. And I don't think it says not on EX or GX, so your Lucario decks can do that massive 130 damage. Actually, wow. This doesn't even have to go in a Lucario deck, because you can splash the Lucario without and play this instead of fighting energy, though I think the fighting energy is probably better in that case.
Yeah.
Though you can search these out a lot easier, because we don't have Professor's Letter right now, but we do have the Adventurer Pouch, Volkner, or whatever it's called, that searches
for Adventure Pouch and Volkner. Well, Volkner uses
Volkner electric could do energy. It too, yeah. Lightning.
But you could in a pinch.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can see this getting play. It's a nice effect.
Definitely, definitely. What's the next thing we have there?
All right. So my pick is Reset Stamp. And this set our Discord on fire, too. Because it's a...
Interesting.
It's a really strong effect. It's an item card. Your opponent shuffles their hand into their deck. Then your opponent draws a card for each of their remaining prize cards. You are familiar with this wording, aren't you?
Your opponent shuffles their hand into their deck, then your opponent draws a card for each of their remaining prize cards.
That is a one-sided end.
That is a one-sided end. What is going on? And this is an item.
It is. This is going to be like a 1-2 of, and I assume most decks going forward.
How can this be possible? We already thought that N itself was extremely powerful. Yeah, no, just take half of it. You don't get to draw any cards or shuffle any cards. Just let your opponent do it. Oh, and yeah, it's no longer a supporter. It's now an item card.
Yeah, this is amazingly powerful in the late game. Because right now we have Judge. Oh, Judge. But...
Well, we do have Marshadow, though, but Marshadow does take the bench space, so...
It's the same thing.
It's not optimal.
It still only gets them down to 4. This gets you down to 1. And everyone knows the end of 1.
Wow.
Oh, is how you make or break a game. And this does the same thing. So this is...
Wow.
This is a great card. I wanted one of these comeback cards for a while, so... Because this doesn't punish the player first turn. So...
No, this is great.
Yeah,
this is a great card. And definitely, definitely going to move the meta somewhat. So expect great things to come from this card. Now, that's it for GG's Edge. What we did want to discuss, the other thing we want to discuss is that Detective Pikachu set set of 18 cards will be releasing this Friday. That's tomorrow, April 5th. So if you guys are interested, those cards are look pretty funny. They are the Pokemon in their CG form from the movie. So they're pretty hilarious. That Lucario is priceless, the picture. Now, when it comes to competitively, there's not much there to say, to see. Maybe you can pick one or two cards. Greninja GX has an interesting ability where it allows you, it's its own Archie. It allows you to just pop into your bench if it's the last card on your hand. And then you have a Mr. Mime, right, Sigma?
Yeah, Mr. Mime does something with your prizes and the top card of your deck, I believe.
Yeah, it allows you to switch them around. So, interesting stuff, but nothing meta-changing, nothing that really would clamor for. So, but if you're a collector, or if you are a legit fan of the movie, which, by trailers alone, you pretty much should be, then you should definitely get yourself this as a collector's item, yeah. Because the cards are funny and they're pretty. So, I'm super excited for that movie, and we're only a month away, so expect me to just completely fangirl on the next show. Talking about Detective Pikachu, so...
Oh, you got two shows
to go. At least dedicate 10 minutes of the show on it, but I have to.
But, ooh, yeah, it's for collectors, because the packs are 4-card packs, but you can only get them in the promo packs, too. So.
Yeah.
But they're all foil cards, so... Good for collectors, I guess.
Yeah, good for collectors. Now, last piece of news that I really wanted to talk about, and many of you have been waiting to hear... As you guys know, yesterday, on April 1st, we started registration for the 2019 Puckle TCG Cast Championship. This is the big tournament that we do every year. This is the third year going around, so it's its third, third year. I don't know, third annual. No, that's not right. That doesn't sound right.
I mean, technically, it's been around the same time each year, I think, so it can be annual.
It could be annual. So anyway, it has started, guys. So please go ahead. If you do not know, this is a tournament we do every year. There's big prizes. You pay nothing to play. We need of your time and interest. Go to our Discord. Go to our registration pin. Go there, register your name, and then prepare for the standard verse format tournament that it's going to start on April 15th, so you only really have 15 days to register. Then you provide your deck list at the first week of the tournament, so you still have a bit of time to work on your decks till you have a finalized version. So with that, anything else we want to say about that, Sigma?
No. Detective Pikachu will be legal, so if you want to play your Arcanine card from the Detective Pikachu set, go right ahead. It's probably not good, but you can play it.
Yep. And the rules are simple. What we do is basically we get the brackets going, the ladders. We will give on the April 15th, we will give out the brackets and who's your opponent for that week. You will take that week to coordinate with your opponent through Discord. It's the easiest and fastest way to do it. Coordinate with your opponent, set a date. You got three, you do best out of three. So once you finish your matches, you let your agent know, which will give out that information on Discord just before the tournament, and then move on to the next week and so forth, so forth. At the end of the tournament, we will choose two prize winners, first prize and second prize winners. We will have some prizes for them. Now, those prizes really depend on the amount of people that register to the tournament, right? And there's nothing to pay to register. You just need to participate. And the larger the pool of players, the bigger are the prizes. Last week winner was B-Dabs, and he got over 72 boosters, if I'm not mistaken.
I think that's what he ended up with, and we had about mid-20 players, I believe, somewhere in there.
26, I remember.
I thought it was 24-ish, so I didn't want to say an exact number.
I think
number.
Two dropped down and went down to 24, but there was a lot of people. It was successful, so guys, go ahead and participate. Oh, and then the third prize, sorry, you notice that I didn't say a third, because third prize, what we do is to motivate you guys to continue on playing your matches, because I know many people get a little bit discouraged if they lose their first 2 weeks or even their first week and they don't want to continue playing. We encourage you to continue playing, because we give a random player who has participated in their matches an opportunity to at randomly to pick a player that had participated on his matches to get a prize that is equal to the second prize winner. So there's encouragement to you continue on the tournament. So we want to avoid that third week of people not having an opponent because people just completely go away. No, we want to incentivize you guys to keep on playing through the whole thing, because even if you lose all your matches, you can still end up with a really cool prize. So please go ahead and register online and see you at the tournament. Remember, the tournament starts in April 15th, which means that we will stop accepting registrations on the 14th. So go register. Now that we got all of that rigmarole all of the way, we're going to talk about Expanded. Let's go ahead and start that right about now.
Grab your ice cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Topical Beach.
And we are back. This is Topical Beach. So as you know, please put your glasses on because the sun is in your eyes, the sand under your feet, and the wind in your face. Topical Beach is here. And we're going to talk this time we're going to talk about the Expanded format, which is a whole nother world inside of TCG that I really, really been wanting to get back in. And I believe that this is the episode, this is the month where Jishiro finally digs into Expanded. I'm already have a few deck lists that I want to build for my stream, which I will be premiering them next Monday. So I shamelessly plug the stream. Go ahead and follow Puckle TV and Twitch. Let's go ahead and start this up, because we had two big tournaments, regional in Toronto and the regional in Greensboro, North Carolina. Let's go ahead and discuss Toronto first. What did we see? Sigma, you're the expert in Expanded right now in this, at least in this podcast, for a long, long, long way. What is interesting that happened in Toronto? What decks is running? How Expanded is going on right now?
So they released the day one statistics, and Pikachu Zekrom was the number one deck of day one.
Yeah, how much? A ridiculous amount, I assume.
We had 43 Masters players playing Pikachu Zekrom. Of about 370-ish, I believe, something like that.
Wow. Well, at least there's a big pool there, but that's still a lot of similar decks.
Yes. It turns out Pikachu Zekrom is pretty good in a format where you get max elixirs, so you can power it up turn one.
That's right. I totally forgot about max elixir. Oh my god. Yeah, no, I cannot even fathom how powerful it is. But how many of them did move to top eight, though?
None of them, because there was only one that made day two. So...
Ooh, wow. So there we see the balance and the force, as they say.
Yeah. So the big deck of this tournament was Trevenant Break. For those who wonder, Trevenant Break is a card that came out 3 years ago now? 2 years?
Yeah.
It was
from
a
Breakpoint.
Breakpoint,
it's been a couple of years, yeah. More than a couple.
Has an attack called Silent Fear. Drops 30 on each opponent's Pokemon for Psychic and sometimes a colorless. It has...
If you're not already playing Dimension Valley, which basically knocks out that colorless out.
Yeah, Dimension Valley is a card that makes psychic Pokemon's attacks cost one colorless less. So, yeah, Expanded is a format where there are strong decks and fast decks. So, it's hard to stand out there. But the real power of the deck comes from the Trevenant card from the original XY set. Because,
yes, one of my faves.
As the ability Forest Curse. As long as it's the active Pokemon, your opponent can't play any item cards, because that is a fair ability to put on a card.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. This was even more overpowered once Wally was still in the format.
Yes.
You would just evolve your Phantom turn one into Trevenant. Wally would allow you to do that on your first turn. Just reach out for an evolution on your deck and put it on your active, and Trevenant would benefit greatly from that powerful card, allowing you to just item lock your opponent on turn one before he even has his turn to play. So it's pretty, pretty hardcore. Now, of course, we don't have that because Wally has been banned.
Yeah, I believe Wally was banned last July.
Yeah.
In a targeted ban against Trevenant. He lives on, because the Breakpoint Phantom has an attack for a colorless Ascension. Search your deck for a card that evolves from this card and put it on play. So you don't even need the Trevenant in your hand. If you go second, you just get to evolve it.
If you
it
go second,
up.
Yep.
But you're
but at least your opponent has that one turn.
They get one turn of items.
Which is a lot better. A lot better than having none.
Yeah. And some of these Trevenant decks, to combat the expected Pikachu Zekrom decks, ran a Pyroar, which I believe was a promo from XY. Let me check.
Yeah.
Or it was in Furious Fists, maybe. Or actually, no, it would have been in the Fire set with the Charizard. Flash Fire.
Oh, wow, Flash Fire, yes.
Anyways, it has the ability to prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by the attacks of your opponent's basic Pokemon. XY was an earlier time. Oh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was a time where EXs were a bit out of control as well.
That was the time of Genesect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was needed.
It was definitely needed. And now apparently is needed to be able to block or at least give you a fighting set chance against Pikachu.
But yeah.
Which has a massive amount of HP as well.
And I guess we can go over the rest of the Trevenant deck now because there's really not that much to it. They also can run Alolan Muk to get rid of abilities on basic Pokemon because your Trevenant's a stage one. You don't care. And you get that off of a Ditto, which means you can also evolve it into a Trevenant if you don't need to be... Or your Pyroar, if you don't need to
be... whichever is needed.
If you don't need an Alolan Muk for a match. And then you also run a copy of Espeon EX from Breakpoint. And what this card does is, for a colorless, devolve each of your opponent's evolved Pokemon to the highest stage and put the evolved Pokemon into your opponent's hand. So, essentially, as you spread all the damage, if you need the KOs, you send Espeon in, it devolves things, and they go away if they were evolved.
Yeah, and which is something that is more prevalent now with the existence of GX Pokemon, because that huge jump in HP is pretty noticeable, right? You have Pokemon like Soroa that comes in with 60 HP, and then evolves into a 200 HP monster.
Yes. Zoroark is one of the big ones that you're going to devolve. And
devolve into a very, very fragile Zorua, yeah.
Yeah, because if you get two Silent Fears off, that's 60 damage, and that's no more Zorua.
Yeah, exactly. No more.
All right, so...
Well, that's awesome. Trevenant is still a force to be reckoned for, but we do have another force to be reckoned that is still wrecking force.
Yeah, let's talk about the deck that took first place at this tournament, which was... Jimmy Pendarvis's Night March deck. This deck
doesn't die. It refuses to go away.
It was a really good deck when it was in Standard. Still good now. It actually hasn't changed over the past year or two. The last thing they did was add Marshadow and Marshadow GX. So
I saw this deck list. I'm like, oh, okay, so basically still Night March.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Still Night March.
Except they substitute the Mew EX for the Marshadow GX.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically it. Added the Tapu Lele and the other Marshadow, and that's it.
Well, yeah. So,
but if you guys have Night March, you can still use it.
They
expanded, of course.
They are running a couple Electro Powers now, just to get a little extra damage on their Joltix.
That is an interesting boost. That is a lot of fun. I forgot Joltik was lightning there for a second.
Yes, it often is forgotten because it hits real hard.
It hits real hard.
Often you don't need that weakness. So yeah, you have your Joltik, your Pumpkaboo, your Lampent. That's your Night March core. You throw them into your discard because Night March does 20 times the number of Night March Pokemon with the Night March attack that are in your discard. So you usually attack with a Joltik because it attacks for a DCE. Or you attack with a Pumpkaboo because you're running Dimension Valley and you stick a DCE on it too. Depends on your matchup and which one you attack with. And then you can attack with Marshadow because it gets to use the attacks of your basic Pokemon in your discard pile.
Marshadow is such a versatile deck. It's just... It's consistent. It hits for a just incredible amount of damage out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's just... The look, I remember when I lost my first match against Night March, I was like, who does this punk tick thinks he is?
To be fair.
He knocked out all of my EXs. It is with just 30 HP on it. It's just crazy.
To be fair, Night March is not the broken thing. It is Battle Compressor that's broken.
Yeah.
If we're going to be...
Which is absolutely powerful.
If we're going to be honest, Battle Compressor is the broken card in this deck. Night March is fine. If there isn't a Battle Compressor to throw everything in the discard and turn one into.
Yeah. It's so powerful.
Because...
Now!
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, also, Teammates is a card important for this deck.
Yes. I love teammates. Teammates is the supporter card that you can play if you had your opponent knock out one of your Pokemon on the last turn. You can play teammates and you can search your deck for up to two cards, any two cards, and put it on your hand. Am I correct?
That is the card. And it is very strong.
I love that card.
In decks with a Pokemon of 30 HP. Good old Joltik.
Yeah. Yep, it's just such a consistent deck. So good. Night March, guys. I would say it is still cheap to build, or the price of the cards skyrocket for some reason.
I mean, it's fine to build still. It's still a bunch of commons and uncommons.
Yeah, so go ahead and build yourself a Night March and just go to expand it, do a few VRs, and you can see how much fun you're going to have with that deck. Lost March wishes he was Night March. It's not even in the same league.
No.
By a mile.
You can't really set up Lost March on turn one nearly as easily as you can.
But you know what is on the same league? Sotar GX, which I can see that he's still doing some movement in Expanded, because we had second place in the Toronto Regional, Noah Burjack. And I'm sorry if I butchered that. And this looks like a fun deck. You got the 4 Sotar GX, which is for the ability to set up as quickly as possible. You got this is a classic Sotar.
Yes.
Sotar, what set is this from? Black and white Sotar, which has Nasty Plot as his first attack for 1 dark energy. Search your deck for a card and put it onto your hand. Shuffle your deck afterwards.
That one doesn't matter.
Foul Play, which is the important one, I just realized, which is says, for 2 colorless, choose one of your defending Pokemon attacks and use it as this attack, which, needless to say, is pretty awesome. And that doesn't specify it can't be GX attacks.
Yep, because this Zoroark GX is not using its GX.
Yep.
Spoiler alert, we don't have any dark energy in this deck.
So you also carry some Trubbish, and I can see this is the Garbodor. I assume this is the Trashalanche Garbodor.
That is,
it does include
two
that
Trashalanches, yes.
But it does have, and this is where it blows my mind. You're gonna have to help me here. It does have a Garbodor Garbotoxin. Now Garbotoxin is a infamous Pokemon card that blocks all tool. As long as it has a tool card attached, it blocks every single ability in the game from everywhere coming at once. So it would completely block abilities, and it was a nightmare to deal with. But I realized that this also has a Sotar GX on it, not to mention that I haven't mentioned a Tapu Lele GX, a Shaymin EX. It even has Execute, which I assume this is the one that comes back from the discard bench.
Oh, absolutely. You know how well that works with the Zoroark?
That works perfectly with the Sotar. But that also does have an abilities. How can you have a Garbodor on this deck?
Well, we have a Klefki from Steam Siege. It has the ability that you can take it off of your bench and attach it to one of your Pokemon as a tool. Until the end of your opponent's next Pokemon, it prevents damage from Mega Pokemon. That doesn't matter. A Mega Pokemon are in this.
Oh, but it ends at the end of your opponent's turn.
Yes, that is what's important, which means it's only a temporary lock.
Oh, that's genius.
Yep, so
that's pretty awesome. You Wonderlock him, it's his turn after you attack. He doesn't have any abilities in the moment. He ends his turn. That Klefki is going to the discard pile, and that means that since that Garbodor no longer has a tool attached to it, its ability no longer works. That's pretty ingenious.
Yep, you're only running one, though, so can't use it too often. Though, I'm sure you have a rescue stretcher here. Yeah, you do. So we do have one rescue stretcher. Otherwise, the thing about Zoroark is that it can set up so quickly because it gets to go through so much of its deck. And then it can just sit a float stone or even a choice band if it really needs to shut down the abilities of an opponent, if it hurts them that much.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if Garbodor doesn't do anything against an opponent, say against, well, Night March, it's important because Marshadow can't do anything if you have a Garbodor online. But
yeah.
And you're probably getting one shot by the Joltik at some point. That's why Electro Powers are here now. Then you have a Sudowoodo for your other Zoroark matches.
Yeah, to limit, of course, to limit your opponents as a Sudowoodo that limits your opponent's bench.
Yep. And
interesting.
Wobbuffet.
Now, I do see that this regional had Night March, it had the Sotoar Garbodor deck that we just described, and it had a bazillion Trevenant, at least at top 8. Mm-hmm. So there's not much to see there. However, we did have one recent regional, which was a good time to move on to talk about, and that's Greensboro regional. And that has its top 8. It's a lot more... It has a lot more variety towards it.
Yep. Let's talk about Pikaram first. Because...
Yeah. Because we can't avoid it.
Yeah. It's here too. So, I guess I'll click on Lance Bradshaw's Pikaram list. Came in 7th place. He was... Yes. He was running one with a Jolteon GX variant, as well as a Jolteon EX.
Oh, already loving this deck. Wonder why. That's this sudden just thing about it.
Yeah, it turns out when people were playing Pyroar, adjustments were made. So now now we have a Jolteon GX, just in case that happens.
Yeah.
Because evolution Pokemon are important. So what really helps Pikachu Zekrom run in Expanded is Max Elixirs.
No, of course.
Trainer's Veil also helps because it lets you find your electric powers, it lets you find your max elixirs, energy switches, all that stuff. Thunder Mountains, also important to find with your Trainer's Veils. Sycamore lets you go through your deck faster. So it's very realistic that you end up attacking with your Pikachu Zekrom on turn 1. And doing at least 150 damage
on turn 1 is pretty ridiculous.
Means you're probably KOing something.
Yeah, no, you're getting whatever is in front of you.
Oh, we're also running Silent Lab because reasons.
Because we want to be evil, and Silent Labs, of course, is the stadium that blocks abilities as well.
That means your opponent can't use their Shamans, they can't use their Wobbuffets, if they care about Wobbuffets. Oh, I believe it also blocks Mr. Mime from stopping you from sniping their bench with Pikachu Zekrom's GX attack. I want to say that is one of the reasons that Silent Lab is in this deck. We also, because it is expanded, we have Flash Energy, which is weakness policy on an energy. But it's only usable on electric Pokemon. Or lightning Pokemon.
Okay. Yeah, that's, yeah. Interesting. What else do we have?
That's about it for this deck. It's standard expanded. Otherwise, you have one-ofs of a million different trainer cards, so you can bring them back with your VS Seekers.
Mm. Then we have here something interesting. This one caught my eye. And this is the Stoutland.
Ah, yes.
Or apparently it has a name.
Shocklock.
Shocklock. Care to describe this beautiful deck? Because it does include a Stoutland from all the way back from Boundaries Cross. Stoutland has an ability called As Long As This Sentinel. Called a Sentinel, and it does As Long As This Pokemon is your active Pokemon, your opponent can't play any supporter cards from his or her hand. It's basically reminiscent or the original Kabutops, except it's not a fossil. And you have the Raichu, which has Evo Shock, which I assume this deck grabs its name off. And then when you play this Pokemon from your hand to evolve one of your opponent's Pokemon, one of your Pokemon during your turn, you may leave your opponent's active Pokemon paralyzed. So it's an instant paralyze. Tell me about this deck.
So this is one of those broken expanded decks we were talking about. They've been doing a lot of bannings lately, so a lot of these decks are disappearing. Like, we got rid of Lusamine in the last banning. That was a big one.
What did that get rid of?
What, Lusamine? It just stopped these stally decks from lasting as long. Like
the stall decks? Yeah.
But to be fair, Pikachu Zekrom may have also chased those out too, because what do they care if you're stopping them from using items? They'll just keep attaching electric energy and you're not doing damage fast enough for them to care.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like you can punch them.
That's the beautiful thing about Pikachu. You only need to get it up to 2-3 energies.
Yeah.
He does all the work for you after that.
It's like your stupid Seismitoad can keep punching it, whatever. I'm gonna eventually hit enough energies and you're gonna die. I assume that's why Seismitoad's not really in this meta much.
Yeah.
Because Pikaram is just that popular right now. Yeah. So anyways, so we have Devolution Sprays that let you reuse your Raichus. And we have the only energy in this deck is Memory Energy. So the Lillipup that we're using has an attack called Pick Up, which lets you
Memory Energy do?
Memory Energy lets you use the attacks of a pre-evolution.
Ah, It's like a shrine of memory, but on an energy.
Yes, it only came out in Lost Thunder, too. So it's a very new tech for these decks.
Continue on.
Yeah, so you get to take an item from your discard pile and put it into your hand each turn, which means you get to keep getting your evolution spray back, or de-evolution spray back, so you can just cycle through which Pikachu you evolve on your bench. Since they can't play supporters because you have a Stoutland out.
He doesn't care about that.
Like, your usual way to get out of there is a Guzma. And you can't use a Guzma.
Wow.
So
total block, you can't use Guzma to be able to move out of there. Unless you're playing actively a switch, there's no real way you can get your active out of there and it's attached. So I assume by what it looks like that this is a really hardcore stall deck.
Pretty much. Like, eventually your opponent will give up because they can't do anything.
Wow. That's pretty messed up.
It isn't a...
What else?
It is an expensive deck, too, because it's running 4 Tropical Beach.
Oh, wow. Tropical Beach is... It's one of the most expensive cards right now, and not because of its collector value, because it's actually a very powerful card.
I don't think they've given it out...
Could you remind us? What was it?
I don't think they've given it out since 2013, maybe 2012. But
I don't. Yeah, it was just a promo.
It was a world's promo
card. But I guess this answers my question. I was thinking about watching the Detective Pikachu promo cards, saying like, "Oh, these are like special promotional, as in legit promotional. They're promoting something." Cards, you know, not to be confused with the promos like Jirachi or something like that. And I'm like, these cards always suck, right? Whenever these sets come out and it's a theme, they're either the very first Sun and Moon mini set comes out when they just announced the game, or a special movie anime sets, and the cards generally just suck. I think the answer of that question that I had off air with Sigma has been answered by Tropical Beach, because Tropical Beach is a promotional card that was created just to promote Worlds 2012.
I think it was 2011 as well. It was a couple Worlds that gave it away.
It was a couple of them.
But the point is...
And the card is good, and now it's incredibly expensive to get your hands on one. I think they're going by $200 a piece or something like that.
I don't know the price, but I know it's expensive, because usually you're running 4.
And what does this do?
Oh, anyways, you get to draw until you have 7 cards in your hand and end your turn.
Yep. It's basically there was a card that did this. Sorry, that's the wrong way to put it.
There's a professor
card that allowed you to draw and then you lose your turn because you used that. What was it?
I think it's an oak.
Professor Oak something, or Imposter Professor Oak. It wasn't just Professor
Oak. No, it's some kind of Professor Oak card. It's not the original Professor Oak. That was the discard your hand,
which basically
draw 7.
Is you could draw upon until you have 7, then you have to end your turn. And it's like, well, why would I want that? But in Tropical Beach, you or your opponent can do it, and it's always if you're playing stall, it's just a great way of just keeping, if you don't need to attack, then you keep yourself with the enough cards in your hands to be able to do effective stuff on your next turn. So, and it doesn't cost you your supporter turn, which is something that it opposed to the Professor Oak card.
Yeah,
that you had to use your supporter card. This does it. This is a stadium that you can use at any time. So you can just take your whole turn and then end your turn by drawing 7 cards. It's pretty freaking powerful.
Yeah, like you can AZ and then you can draw 7 cards. Even though you probably just put a Stoutland in your hand, so you have a lot of things in your hand. But
yeah, pretty savage stuff. Another thing that is pretty savage, and it's been savage for a few years, it is the Archie's Blastoise, which I see that it's still making its rounds and still being really relevant.
Yeah, so
there has been a few changes that I can see from just looking at the deck list. You have the Blastoise obviously are needed. These are the Boundaries Cross Deluge Blastoise that allows you to choose as often you like during your turn before you attack. You may attach an energy from your hand to one of your Pokemon, so you can just put as many energies as needed if you have them. There's just numerous ways of getting those energies, so that's not even a worry. But it does include new faces into this deck, and that is Magikarp, Wailord, and Eevee in Snorlax. What can you tell me about this deck?
All right, so Magikarp, Wailord hits really hard if you put a bunch of water energy on him.
Yeah, I can see that. But it's literally a bunch of energies on it.
5.
5. Mm-hmm.
But then you do 180, which means you're KOing most things in the format.
Yep. You know what? You're not KOing, though. Magikarp Wailer GX, because that thing has 300 HP, which is worth noting.
Yep. And its GX stack can do like 100 damage to the entire opponent's board if you get 8 energy on it somehow. We are playing 10 energy, but getting 8 energy is a little wishful thinking. You are playing
Unless your opponent is literally playing Lost March, I see no reason why you should even aspire to do such a thing.
Yeah. So then we have Eevee and Snorlax GX, which you could be wondering what it's for. Well, it's probably for Zoroarks, because if your opponent's active Pokemon is an evolution Pokemon, this attack does 120 more damage, and its base is 120. So that's 240 damage on evolution Pokemon.
Yep. Which, knocking those Zoroark off the water.
KOs all but the bulkiest of GX Pokemon.
I see that for fun, it also includes an Articuno. This is the Articuno from Roaring Skies. This is the, I think it's Alpha Plus or Delta Plus?
Delta Plus.
Delta Plus. If you're, this is when, I love these. These were the ancient trait abilities that some Pokemon included. They were not abilities. They didn't count as Pokemon abilities. They didn't count as attacks. They just were its own thing, which allowed them to get around a lot of things like being blocked of abilities didn't affect these ancient traits because they weren't considered abilities. Now, this one, Delta Plus, if your opponent's Pokemon is... Wait, before I get to this one, let's go over the attacks. Now, its first attack is nothing. Chilling Sight makes your opponent sleep. Not interesting. Its second attack is okay at best. Or maybe. It has, for 2 water energies and 1 colorless, Tri-Edge. It does 20 plus. Flip 3 coins. This attack does 40 more for each heads. That means if you have all 3 heads, it is 120 plus the 20 is 140 that it does. Now you might be thinking to yourself, Jashiro, why would I play such a thing that it could only do a maximum damage of 140 on its own? And that is if I get all heads and it's flipping a coin, you never know. Well, it's because it is a gamble that might be willing to take. Delta Plus, if your opponent's Pokemon is knocked out by damage from an attack of this Pokemon, take 1 prize card. 1 more prize card. So you're knocking out GXs, EXs, and maybe even double attack teams for 1 more prize. That's 4 prizes if you're able to somehow magically knock out a Pikachu with Articuno. It's beautiful.
I mean, usually you're pretty happy if you get like a Rockruff. Because those are pretty easy to snipe with this Articuno. And you're like, oh, cool. Last 2 prizes. We're good. Okay. So the rest of the deck, we have an Onix. Because we can put a lot of energy on a Pokemon. And 2 of the best decks are Pikachu Zekrom and Zoroark. So let's hit those real hard.
Yep. For just 1 prize, no less.
Yep.
Exchange, I mean.
We have... Yep. The next card is we have... a Dragon Majesty card. You don't see many of those get played, but this is Kingdra GX, another target for our Archie as well. So, its attack, Hydro Pump, for each water energy on it, it does 50 more damage. And it does a 10.
Which is...
So,
that is 3 energies is 160, 4 is 210, and so forth, so forth. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
Not to mention, remember, guys, we have a Blastoise here that is just making it rain when it comes to energies.
Yeah, you usually don't have to worry about your energy attachments as long as your abilities are online. Unfortunately, a lot of decks are playing Wobbuffet, and that shuts down your abilities, so it can get slow sometimes. But
yep.
Then it has Reverse Thrust, which lets it just get out of the active, just in case it's about to die. And we have Maelstrom GX, which does 40 to each of your opponent's Pokemon. Gets a little damage on there. Maybe you could work it out into the Articuno, getting some KOs.
Yeah.
Executes are important because in order to get... Oh, we should probably talk about Archie's Ace in the Hole, shouldn't we?
We pretty much should, because that's the heart of this deck. It's called. This is why it's called Archie's Blastoise.
All right. So Archie's Ace in the Hole. You can only play this card if it's the last card in your hand. Put a water Pokemon from your discard pile onto your bench and draw 5 cards. So that's how we're getting Blastoise out. That's how we're getting Kingdra out. But we need an empty hand. So all of the trainers that we have, or most of them anyway, are set to try to empty our hand. We have Trainer's Mail because, hey, you can just fail to find something. Order Pads the same way. If it happens to be the second to last card in your hand and Archie's the last one. Even if you get heads, you're probably not going to pick anything up off of it.
Yep.
Energies.
Just waste. Just get rid of. That's why sometimes these decks, although this one, I don't think I see it, place even Mysterious Treasure.
Yeah, I don't
because
think...
Because they just want to be able to discard one card and not really search for anything on the deck.
Yeah, a lot of this deck is... Well, we have Execute and Expanded, so we can get those out of the deck, and then those can balance out the hand, so if we have a bunch of cards that require us to discard two, we can still make it work.
Yeah.
Because that's what Execute do. Execute from Plasma Freeze, maybe? But anyways... Yeah,
Plasma Freeze.
I'm surprised we haven't brought it up. Propagation, you can put it back in your hand if it's in your discard pile. It says once a turn, but it doesn't actually matter, because every time it hits the discard, it counts as a different execute. So it's broken.
I didn't even realize that. You're absolutely right, yeah.
Yeah, that's why, like I said, we probably should have talked about it with Zoroark, but that is a broken card.
That is a broken card.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
A lot of decks pad themselves out and expanded with Shaman EX, which lets you draw up to 6 cards in your hand. So this deck, like those... It lets you refill after you get low on cards. If someone ends you to 1, it's a nice little target for an Ultra Ball. Marshadow is just a solid card if you need to refresh your hand because you have nothing going on. And Tapu Lele because we need to find that RG somehow. If we aren't...
Somehow, always.
If we aren't battle compressing it and VS Seekering it back.
Now, we up to right now, we've talked about known... champions, right? We've talked about Night March. We've talked about Trevenant. We talked about Sororak, which is well known and to be just powerful, and it's been powerful for a while. And we just talked about Blasters, Archie's Blasters, which also has been around for a long, long time. Now, the winner of this Greensboro tournament regional brought something that I haven't seen in a long time, but not that long. Because it's Drampa Garbodor, and I would have never guessed in a million years that in a tournament of consisting of 389 masters, Drampa Garbodor was going to be the winner. Could you please help me walk this through? What is Drampa Garbodor doing in this meta that allowed it to take the first place of the Greensboro Regional?
Honestly, I was amazed when I saw that this made it to the finals, because I thought this deck was dead.
Well, many of us did.
I mean, Drampa's usually pretty okay, especially in a format dominated by double colorless energy, because it has Righteous Edge, which means it gets to destroy special energy.
Yep.
It's pretty easy. But I guess a lot of decks have just started to get to the point where they don't care about what items go into their discard, which means Garbodor is still a good Pokemon to be playing.
Yeah. It's difficult to keep track because you build your you no longer build your deck thinking about Trash Lands. There was a time in the format where you would build a deck, you would have to have Travelinch in your mind. Travelinch is a constant player, and it's always around, so you need to be as item efficient as possible and use as least the least items as possible to avoid falling into that trap. However, that's no longer the case, as Trash Lands is not really that active anymore. However, when it does come up, you know your deck is no longer optimized to not use items. It's actually just a condition to burn through the more items as it can, because you want to be able to set up your play. So in comes Garbodor with Trash Lands and just destroys, doing 20 damage for each item card on your opponent's discard. It's just ridiculous amount of damage.
Yeah, it's a lot better in a format where people are playing Sycamore or Juniper to discard their hands, because things just incidentally end up in their discard pile, so you're doing a lot more damage with it. A nice little piece of this deck now is Sigilyph GX from Lost Thunder. It's a card we kind of overlooked when we did our set review, because it's not terribly great.
Yeah. So why does it make it good on this one?
So when Pikachu's Ekrom is one of the better decks in the format, its ability, Mirror Counter, is pretty useful. If this Pokemon is your active Pokemon and it's damaged by an attack of your opponent's GX or EX Pokemon, except if this Pokemon is knocked out, put damage counter... Okay, maybe it's not that good. That's not the case we care about. It's when Zoroark's hitting it.
Yeah, it has to be a Pokemon GX or EX.
It has to not knock it out.
Takes a hit from it, huh?
It can't knock it out, so... It has to be like, then, yeah, so if Zoroark's hitting it for its 120 damage, then that's where it matters.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So it get well, it reflects the damage back, so that's nice. All right, so otherwise, we have Mr. Mime to block our bench from getting damaged. Oricorio, because we hate Night March, and that's what Oricorio does.
To remind us how.
Yes, I was pulling up the card. Okay, so Oricorio's attack is Supernatural Dance. For each Pokemon in your opponent's discard pile, put one damage counter on one of your opponent's Pokemon. On your opponent's Pokemon in any way you like. So when they discard all of their Night Marchers, then you get to put 10 damage counters on their side of the field for one energy. And Joltix don't like that.
No, it definitely wouldn't, since it only has 30 HP, so...
You can take out a few if they leave them laying around.
Yeah.
We have one of Wobbuffet. We'll be talking about this Wobbuffet in a minute anyway, but...
Yeah. So that's it. That's the winner of the Greensboro Regional. By the way, piloted by Andrew Martin. Congratulations, sir, on your successful win on the Greensboro. Not to mention, also, we should talk about Azul Garcia Griego, which is the Archie Blastoise pilot, as well as should we mention Lance Bradshaw and Jonathan Crankston, each one respectively with Pika Crom and the Stoutland Raichu, Evil Shock deck. Now, we're going to move on from Tropical Beach. We just talked about Expanded and all things coming. Before we finish Tropical Beach, Sigma. Any feeling, idea as to where Expanded is heading, and if we are meant to see, because more and more we see that Expanded is becoming a main thing, not the main thing, but a main thing, where we've already seen two big regionals. Now, remember, guys, regionals are tournaments that really count towards your points gathering to go to Worlds, so they're really important tournaments that you, if you on your way to become TCG champion, Pokemon champion, you have to go to those regionals. Now we have two big regionals that were exclusively Expanded with no standard. What do you think that is Pokemon is trying to do and where it's trying to move Expanded to?
I'm kind of surprised that we had two North American regionals that were like back-to-back Expanded, even if one was Canadian. Because I feel like a mix is better. Since they've divided into the season into three parts now, I believe. It would be nice to see maybe a focus of like one to two expanded to standard regionals or something like that. Because sometimes it feels like we just abandoned Expanded for 2 months and come back. It's like, oh, hello.
Yeah. But now with two regionals being so close and just Expanded, it just makes you... You have to pay a little bit more attention to what's going on in the Expanded format. And it's no longer something that you can just opt out of.
Yeah. I mean, there are still some cool decks coming out of here. Like, we didn't talk about it because it came in 39th place, but Aaron Sanier had a deck playing Miss Magus.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which I believe has Giratina EX's attack. Or ability on an attack.
Oh, interesting. It says here, Miss Magus says, Chaos Wheel, 30 damage for one psychic. Your opponent can't play any Pokemon tools, special energies, or stadium cards from their hand during their turn. That's pretty savage, yeah. That's from Crimson Invasion.
Yeah. So that's a really nice ability, or really nice attack in a format like this. Another deck that was making its way up that only had like one showing at each of these tournaments was Explosion, or Egg Splat Executor, which was in the newest set. For a double Dragon Energy, because let's face it, we're never attaching a Grass and a Colorless for this attack. Discard any number of Execute from your hand. This attack does 60 damage for each card discarded this way. Because this is Expanded, and we have those Execute that continually come back to your hand each turn.
Yep.
Yeah. We always knew that this was an Expanded-only Executor when they showed it to us, so...
They're like, yeah, this is for the people in the back. This one's for you and expand it.
Yeah, it's like we're never playing this with the execute we have in standard, but the ones in expanded, this is a nice engine we can do, especially with Ditto and Lance Prism Star, which lets you get some more executor on your bench without actually having to evolve them. And that's an important part to this deck. So there are decks that are still around. And there's things like Rayquaza. I'm sure people are playing Gengar, Mimikyu, Vileplume somewhere. I've heard people experimenting with Latias and Latios Tag Team GX as well. So there are a lot of decks that aren't in these top lists that I'd like to see get perfected lists and show up on these tournaments. Because a wider variety of decks usually is a healthier format, especially in Expanded, where everything is either super fast and super broken or just trying to stop you from doing all your broken stuff.
There you have it, guys. Expanded is here to stay, so you better start getting ready. So we're going to move on to Deck of the Episode, which you should be listening to the sound right about now.
Yo, it's your boy Guzma, and it's time to break down the Deck of the Episode.
And it means that it's Deck of the Episode. We're going to discuss the deck that we believe we should focus on this month, and it's a one that Bar Sigma here provided, recommended, and I saw it and I fell in love with it, and I'm immediately after we finish this podcast, I am going to go and build it on TCGO. So run us through what is Hitmonchan Wobbuffet.
Alright, so this isn't really that original of an idea. I feel like it's been done before, but before it was done with Shaymin, which have the issue of decking. Well, it doesn't deck you because you can choose not to draw on them, but it is really slow. Just playing a Shaymin each turn, putting a DCE on it, putting a Choice Band on it, retreating your Wobbuffet with your Float Stone, and attacking for 30 to 60 each turn. It's a very slow process. Not the same. So now we have Hitmonchan from the new team-up set. It's the only important attack on it is Hit and Run, does 30 damage, and you switch this Pokemon with one of your benched Pokemon.
And might I say, the art is amazing.
It's very strange art. But we are playing
very strange art.
We are playing Expanded, which means we get a lot of fighting support to go with this, besides Deonsi Prism Star. So with Deonsi Prism Star, that means we're doing 50 each turn and then retreating into I suppose we should talk about this Wobbuffet now. So Wobbuffet is
Wait, before you do, you were in a you were bringing something interesting. That's Hitmonlee in Expanded. That means that you have Deonsi that's 50 damage.
You have strong energy.
It's available and expanded. So that's another 20. That's 70 right there.
Yep.
You have, I assume, some choice bands. Yep, you have that's a potential.
You also have muscle band for when you...
You also have that brings it up to 90 if you use a muscle band. And not to mention that we have a venture bag now, which makes it really, really easy for us to grab all of those tools that need it so you can attach them. So
yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
You have Shrine of...
But what does Wobbuffet do?
Okay, anyways, Wobbuffet, it came in the great set of Phantom Forces that gave us Night March. We have Bide Barricade. As long as this is your active Pokemon, each Pokemon in play that isn't a psychic and in each player's hand and in the discard pile has no abilities unless it's a psychic... Oh no, it's not even the psychic Pokemon. Oh yeah, except psychic Pokemon. That's in the parentheses. I'm used to magic where parentheses don't matter.
Parentheses don't exist.
They don't. You cannot read the parentheses and be okay usually. But anyways, so non-psychic Pokemon lose their abilities. This shuts down decks like Archistoise because their Blastoise can no longer work. It shuts down your Zoroark so they can't use their trade abilities anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't shut down Kapu Lele or Marshadow, but that's fine.
Yeah.
It's distracting enough to decks that care. It slows opponents down. So that's what the
game is. Nice. I see it carries a boss world. This is, of course, a boss world with Sledgehammer, which is for one fighting, does 30 plus if your opponent has exactly 4 prize cards remaining. This attack does 90 damage. That's a solid 120 for just one fighting. If you have that strong energy on it, then it's 140.
We're running beast energy on that boy.
Ooh, beast energy as well. That's right.
Yeah, we are running...
And it's a solid 30 more
damage. We are running a 1 beast energy in this deck because we are running a Buzzwole and an Inhiligo, which are useful 1 turn out of game each, but that's okay. we can look past that.
You can only use it at this specific time on each game, and that's it.
It's like at this
when it's that time, it's pretty satisfying.
At this specific time, it's better than your Hitmonchan. Yeah,
exactly. So Nightcap for Nihilego, for one psychic, you can use this deck only if your opponent has exactly two prize cards remaining. Choose one of your opponent's Pokemon attacks and use it as its as this attack. So this is a great surprise. It's a basic Pokemon, so it comes down, and you're able to use Nightcap that same turn and completely surprise your opponent.
Yep, but it's only useful when you have two, or your opponent has two prizes remaining. So,
yep. Interesting card. Interesting. It does have one third beast, Ultra Beast, and that is Kartana. I assume this is because of its GX attack, since I really don't see any other GXs in this game, which is that is Blade GX. Pretty simple. Just take a prize.
Yep. It's like, oh, I need one prize left, and there's nothing I can KO this turn. Well, I'll just take a prize. Also, it gets rid of a special energy, which is fine. You might play it for that reason. We have a Gumi as well. In case your Wobbuffets don't do anything in a match, just play Gumi instead. Gumi can send
As long as this is your active Pokemon, your opponent's Pokemon attack costs one colorless more.
Yeah. In a match where your Wobbuffet doesn't matter, just let Gumi sit out there instead.
Yep.
Also, because we're an expanded, Corona is a very good card for a fighting deck.
Allows you to, it's like a Volkner, but it sets your deck for a fighting Pokemon and an item card. Reveal them and put it onto your hand, so you're not looking for an energy. Instead, you're looking for a Pokemon, which makes it excellent when you need Hitmonchan and whatever item you need on it to deal more damage.
Probably an adventure bag, so you can go get a float stone and a choice band.
Exactly, there you go. Yep.
Yeah, it is a very strong card, and they don't make supporters like that as often anymore. You have teammates. Because you're a basic Pokemon deck, you're going to lose Pokemon as you go. So teammates is a great way to recover after you lose a Pokemon. I suppose we can talk about the Hitmonlee in this deck too. That's the only thing we really have left. So Hitmonlee came in the same set as Hitmonchan. Its attack is for a fighting energy. Special combo. You can use this attack only if your Hitmonchan used Hit and Run during the last turn. This attack does 90 damage to one of your opponent's benched Pokemon.
Great for knocking out those Jirachis.
Mm-hmm.
If you need them to get them out of the way, great if you're fighting anything that evolves, honestly. So Hitmonlee is I can see why it's one of in this deck.
Yeah.
You really just need it's a card you place down to take advantage. So
yeah, you take advantage of a situation, but you also don't get the Wobbuffet back in, so it's not something you want to be doing all the time. I think in Xander we'll probably see a Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, Hitmontop deck once we get Hitmontop in the format.
What does Hitmontop do?
Hitmontop will be in our next set, but let's talk about it now, because you can only use this attack if Hitmonlee used special combo during the last turn. This attack does 60 damage to each of your opponent's Pokemon.
What?
For a single fighting energy, just like the other two.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That's great.
Yeah, so if... Yeah, just pick up your Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee now, in case that becomes a deck, because it very well could be.
It very well could be. Now that's the end of Deck of the Episode, and which brings this episode to an end. Arsipan, thank you so much for being with me tonight. Here we had a really chill conversation here about Expanded, I really appreciate all the information you just completely poured on us.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking about it too. You don't get to talk about Expanded nearly as much as Standard, so
yep, it's always enlightening to those of us that do not know, and I assume it's a lot of fun for you because, yay, I can talk Expanded.
I do like talking Expanded. I feel a little bad we couldn't get Basket here because there was a Vesquin Flareon deck in one of the tournaments, and it had a Swampert in it.
Of course.
Because why not play Archie's Ace in the Hole in your Vesquin Flareon deck to get a Swampert onto the bench? But, hey, Basket wasn't here, so we didn't have to talk about that one.
Sorry, Basket. Next one. Next time. And with that, I finish out by reminding you, number one, that go register to the TCG tournament. It is now available to be registered, so go to our Discord. The information is always on our description below, so please go ahead and head to our Discord and register to the tournament. And see you on April 15, where we will definitely start a tournament and just have Pokemon battles until we have one last standing.
Yep, I'm still deciding on which deck I want to use. I have it between two. I just don't know which one.
Don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
Yep.
Now, if you like what you hear here, remember we're not the only show. Please go ahead and listen to Thatch on his main main flagship show, Puckle Podcast, every Monday. Please go ahead and catch him over there. But also do not miss out on the sister podcast as the Game Corner, among the Battlecast as well, among others. So if you just want to hear about Pokemon, Puckle's the place for you. So remember to just subscribe to our channels. That will be in Twitch or YouTube or on your favorite Pokemon podcast provider. Now, on top of that, we also stream every week. We have different streamers. I have the Monday Slut, and I cover some TCGs. And you just, if you want to hang around, talk. We talk about all things, not only Pokemon, but all things as you watch me either get cream or doing the creaming on other opponents, as well as I take challenges from you guys so you can come and completely wreck me as it usually happens. Now, with that though, you already listened to the music in the background. It is closing time, so thank you so much for everything you guys do. Remember to subscribe and remember to register. See you in a tournament. Have a good night.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win. And also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.